We have a guest in for Kenny this week. Pete Boulay is another climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. I believe they work in the same office, and Pete is filling in for Kenny today. Thank you so much, Pete, for being with us this morning.
Hey, no problem. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so just to fill you in a little bit, we've had a, as Kenny predicted, a very lovely and dry week, pretty much the end of summer. We haven't had a whole lot to talk about, even as far as it being extremely high or extremely low. We did have pretty humid, hot weather this week. Really, the hottest it's been by far all summer, because it was so cool because of the lake for so much of the summer. But and now we got this big rain coming in, and looks like, you know, we will have some cooling, but I don't know if we see a lot of cooling in the long-term forecast or not. I mean, what do you see looking ahead?
Well, you know, what's happening is we're getting a taste of fall. And, you know, wet conditions, cooler temperatures, just in time for the weekend, right? It's
right,
dry all week, and then on the weekend, of course, it rains. And, you know, I guess it happens sometimes. But at least just, it looks like just rain today and tonight. Saturday and Sunday are looking pretty good. Sunny and low 70s, you know, beautiful, I would say still late summer, not really fall-like weather. And looking at the big picture, that's kind of the pattern we're still in. We're still in this kind of a late summer pattern. No real Arctic outbreaks on the horizon yet. So actually, I'm very thrilled to see it rain. It's good to see the rain. We really needed it across the state.
Yeah.
You know, so we definitely, this time of year, we want to see this happen. Maybe not on the weekend, but we'll take the rain.
Yeah, right. And so it is pretty widespread, including the areas where there's been, you know, a lot more drought-like conditions.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in the Northland, it's been in the zone of activity all summer, especially May and June, and even, you know, going throughout the summer. And that's where all the events have been happening, the storms and the rain. So not too bad, but, you know, driving around, I'm starting to see the effect of the lack of moisture last week or two. And, you know, we should still get about half an inch of rain a week, you know, to kind of maintain things. So if we keep losing that, it gets to be a problem. The drought is still, you know, well to the south, still a moderate to severe drought, you know, Twin Cities on southwestward. Abnormally dry conditions did expand northward up into the St. Cloud area, and there's a nose of abnormally dry that comes in from Wisconsin and Pine and Carlton County. That's the closest abnormally dry, but, you know, this is the time of year when we really want that recharge for the plants to use the moisture next year. So plants are starting to shut down during this month, from drawing so much moisture, and then this is the chance to replenish the ground moisture.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
We need it.
Yeah, we do. And one more quick question for you, Pete. I've just been amazed, like, at least close to the lake, there really has not been any change of the leaves are still bright, bright green, which is really pretty unusual for early September around here. And I'm thinking it's because of all the moisture this summer. And maybe even the cool temperatures, I don't know. But we're having a late beginning of leaf change color right now.
You're right, because we've been warm, and you've had ample moisture. And really, you're in good shape for a good fall color season. It's setting up perfect right now, because it's, you know, we don't have the drought of last year up north, so the leaves are prime. Now, what we really need is kind of having those days, seasonable days. We want seasonable temperatures,
right.
you know, bright days, and then some nights that get close to freezing. We don't want to go below freezing to kind of freeze out the leaves, but cooler nights would be nice to really get the colors going. And, you know, we always are asked every year about what's your prediction of fall colors.
Yeah, right.
Every year. And then it's always kind of a tricky thing, because you'll find fall colors somewhere. It's not like there's a year without any fall colors. You know, but, you know, especially up north, I always say, you know, don't stay on Highway 61, go up over the hill, go inland if you want to see a variety, because sometimes they'll peak before, like you say, by the lake, it'll be later. And, you know, be willing to drive around a little bit, and see what's going on. And you know, and that's usually the case for most years. Now, what I really worry about is a big, strong wind event. That's the real enemy of colorful leaves,
because
that'll blow them right off. So knock on wood, we've been very windy in the spring and the summer. August was not so much wind, So I'm hoping that continues and we'll have just, be nice to have an average fall for a change.
Right. Thank you so much, Kenny. Pete, we're out of time.
Call me Kenny Jr.
All right. We'll do.
Okay.
And maybe we'll talk to you again. Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was Pete Boulay. He is a Minnesota climatologist for the DNR.